Welcome into the In the Money podcast for Saturday, August 8th at Saratoga. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. The late pick four includes two grade ones, and we're going to talk about those plus another graded stake that starts the pick four, and then there's a state-bred maiden that wraps it up. So Jim, we'll jump in the ninth race, the grade three Weya, mile and a half for fillies and mares. And how did you see this one?
I could make a case for all in this race except the one that's not going to be in here, I guess. Another broad is going to run in main track only, so we're assuming they're going to be on the turf. I really couldn't make a case for the two-horse Bo Bell, but I can make a case for the rest of them. And so I'm probably going to go deep when we go to the pick four here. Mississippi, assume that cute name, Mississippi, for Ground Motion is probably my pick here, just off the back class. The horse won at Glen Falls here last year, a grade two here at Saratoga, a mile and three-eighths. And this is stretching out to a mile and a half. Shouldn't be a problem, the distance. The only question is the layoff. She hasn't run since the Breeders' Cup Filly and Mare Turf last year at Santa Anita. So, but Ground Motion gets them ready, 22% off a plus 180-day layoff. And he's just a really good trainer. He's on the schneid right now at Saratoga. He hasn't won one yet, but I like Mississippi in here. I can make a case for two Chad Browns, My Sister Nat, and Fool's Gold on the outside. The one I couldn't make a case for, I'm sorry, is another broad, and that's probably means that Johnny Velasquez will win this race. This horse, kind of a strange place to put her on the turf for the first time. So even though she's got a lot of back class, I don't think she's going to beat these horses in here. So we'll go four deep when we get to pick four probably. But Mississippi would be my very tepid pick here.
Yeah, I liked Mississippi in here as well. Motion is so good in these marathons. But I did try to beat her with the two, Bo Bell, on a couple of angles. Bo Bell's got some speed. Mississippi runs late. And Bo Bell is two wins, one second in three starts at Saratoga. So just on that affinity for the Saratoga grass and the early speed, I'm going to use Bo Bell over Mississippi in the race and use both of those two and just stick with those two in the start of the pick four in the Weya. Takes us to the 10th race, the grade one test, and Gamin looked otherworldly when she won on Belmont Stakes Day back in June. Now she comes back in the test at 7 furlongs and she will be as odds on as you can be. I do think Venetian Harbor's a filly that has some class and she's cutting back to one turn. So if Gamin, you know, would regress off that big jump up to a 110 buyer, maybe Venetian Harbor could get her. I'm going to use those two, but I really can't pick against Gamin. She looked so good last time. She could, you know, regress and still win this, which is, I suspect, what will happen. What about you in the test?
Yeah, this can be a great race a lot of years, but it certainly isn't this year. I think it's a two-horse race. I think Gamin is going to be the big favorite. Venetian Harbor is going to be the big second choice. And I can't go past those two. Perfect Alibi ran in the Acorn and just got drilled by Gamin. Mrs. Danvers for Shug. I like Shug, but this is the first graded stakes race for that horse. Wicked Whisper comes out of Beaumont but couldn't run there, so I think Gamin and Venetian Harbor, if you can't get past into the pick four, if you can't get past this race with those two horses, there's probably something wrong. So
yeah.
Gamin the big favorite, but Venetian Harbor to me is the only filly that can beat her, and she does have a chance to move forward off that Ashland. She got beat by three lengths to Speech, which is Speech has come back and run well, and Swiss Skydiver beat her in the Fantasy. So her two losses have been nothing to really be ashamed about, and her two wins at Santa Anita were outstanding. So maybe she'll like Saratoga. You're going to get 3-1 here instead of 1-5 on Gamin. So I'm going to play both of them.
Let's move to the grade one Run Happy Travers. Three-year-olds going a mile and a quarter. It's the same distance, obviously, as the Kentucky Derby in a month. Tis the Law is going to be the big favorite in here, the winner of the Belmont Stakes. This is an eight-horse field. You've got Baffert shipping in Uncle Chuck. You got the horses that ran 1-2 in the Peter Pan, the prep for the Travers. So some intriguing angles in here. Tell me how you see it.
I think the Travers, a lot like the Test, is two-horse race. I'm not as sold on Tis the Law as some of these so-called experts are. I think he's a great horse. I think he won the Belmont very easily. I don't know who he beat there. And I think he's going to be really tested in the Kentucky Derby. He may not get tested today in the Travers, but I'm going to throw in Uncle Chuck here for Bob Baffert because it's Baffert, because Uncle Chuck comes from California after that LaSalle Derby win, which he was actually flattered because Thousand Words came back and won last weekend and looked really good. So even though he only beat Thousand Words, everybody's saying we only beat four horses, he may be the real deal. You never know when these late developing three-year-olds coming out of California out of the Baffert barn. So I'm going to use those two in here. Country Grammar intrigues me a little bit off the Peter Pan win. The horse is obviously getting better and seems to like the stretch out. And for Chad Brown, he'll probably like the mile and a quarter. And so he is a horse getting good at the right time. He's got Arad Ortiz, who's riding lights out up there. South Bend comes out of the Ohio Derby for Bill Mott. You can never underestimate Bill Mott, but this horse looks like he's a couple of notches below the better horses. Caracaro for Delgado has a lot of upside here. Only got beat by Neck, the Country Grammar. So there's some possibilities if you don't like Tis the Law. But I'm going to stick with the two chalks here, Tis the Law and Uncle Chuck.
I ended up going deeper in here. Like you, I am not a huge Tis the Law fan as far as the races moving forward like the Derby. He may be just better than these in here, but to me he looks like a horse that really hadn't gotten a whole lot better from where he was at the end of last year, early this year. I thought he had every reason to post his best buyer, everything going his way in the Belmont Stakes, and all he could do was match his best. And so for me that kind of clinched it that he's really nice horse. I just think is vulnerable. Is maybe the best way to put it at a low price. So I'm going to take a shot. I ended up taking a swing with South Bend. I don't know if he can win it, but he's moving to Mott and gets Jose Ortiz, who's been great at this meet. I think, and he's had two really good works in the Mott barn. He jumped up to a 94 buyer going a mile and an eighth in the Ohio Derby from the 10 post. And so that was about a 10-point improvement. If he can make another jump forward under Mott, then he could be right there with the best of the rest in here. And I just think he's 15-1 on the morning line, and you may get every bit of that. And I think he could hit the board, maybe get second, maybe win if it really falls apart. But I'm just kind of going to key him in exactas with Tis the Law. Caracaro I thought was really impressive coming off the layoff, nearly winning the Peter Pan. Got to use Baffert in case the horse is just that good, but I'm a little skeptical that he's so lightly raced. And I'm going to use Country Grammar as well. So I'm going to key South Bend with all of those in exactas, and then I'm going to use all five of them in the pick four and hope I can upset Tis the Law and catch a price. And then the last leg of the pick four, why don't we do this, Jim? Let's do our pick four tickets, and then we'll just finish out with an analysis of the 12th race, a state-bred maiden for fillies and mares at 6.5 furlongs. We'll finish up the analysis of that and giving our pick four tickets. So what's yours look like?
Okay, pick four ticket starts out with Awaya in the 9th race. I'm going to go all. I'm needing four horses there. I'm going to take 4 out of 6, so I'm going to go ahead and spend the money and do all. In the 10th race, the test, I'm only going to stick with the two chalks, Gamine the 5 and Venetian Harbor the 6, and then the two chalks in the Run Happy Travelers, the 3 and the 6, Uncle Chuck and Tis the Law. So I need a price in either the first leg where I take it all or the last leg. And this maiden special weight is really not a very good race for Saratoga's biggest day. I hate to say that, but I know it's hard to put good cards together, but this is a very, very weak maiden special weight, 6.5 furlongs. I think the best buyer figure in here is a 54. Really, really strange. The buyer par for this level is 74. Don't know which one of these horses is going to step up and run. I used 6 of them here. The 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, 9. The 1 and the 3, Blykton Lady and Bella Domenica, come out of the same race, the 52 and 53 buyer. Magnificent the 2 has only 2 lifetime races. Went off 30-1 this level last time out, but gets Jose Ortiz. That's a big move up. So I'm going to use that horse. And then I'm going to use a 6, 8, 9, Rusty Arnold on the 6 And then the 8, Love That Face, and Banker's Beast, the 9. Both of them only been out one time and have room to improve. But it's a crapshoot, the last race is. So my ticket is All, which is 6 horses, with 5-6, with 3-6, with 1-2-3, 6-8-9. So I got 6 by 2 by 2 by 6. I believe that's $72.
I ended up with a $50 ticket. I used 1-2 with 5-6, with 2-3-6-7-8. And then I used 5 of the 6 horses you used, 2-3-6-8-9. I thought the 6 for Rusty Arnold was intriguing. This is his first Saratoga starter. And he usually wins a couple of races at least up there at the Saratoga meet. So sweet sneak shipping up for Rusty Arnold for his first start in this particular spot. It's not like he's shipping up a stakes horse. So I just thought that was a little intriguing. The 8, I thought at a price, was a little intriguing, just beating... was 6th of 10 in the debut, so it was decent. And then the 2, 3, and 9 were the other ones, and the 2's getting Jose Ortiz. That probably would be the win pick if I had to make one in here. So I used 5 horses. So I'm 2 by 2 by 5 by 5. $50 ticket for me as I go for 3 pick 4s in a row. I think last week's paid about a little short of $350. So see if we can get the hat trick this week in pick 4s. Best of luck where you're playing. And in Jim's, there's a nice card at Ellis on Sunday with their Derby prep, the Ellis Park Derby, and several other stakes races.
Ellis Park's racing this summer has been good. Last weekend was the Kentucky Downs turf preview. I think they had 6 turf races that were prepped for Kentucky Downs to beat September. And Art Collector is going to run there on Sunday in the Ellis Park Derby, which is an interesting prep. It'll be the only time you will ever see the Ellis Park Derby as a prep for the Kentucky Derby. I would be willing to say that. So, Art Collector is going to be 1-9 there, and I wouldn't bet him. We talked about this off the air. I wouldn't bet him with your money because he's not going to be primed for this one. He's going to be primed for the one on September the 5th, and I think he's got a big shot that day. So
yeah, I do too.
Hope he runs okay. Hope he runs okay. Doesn't get hurt, and hope he just gets ready for the Kentucky Derby because I'd like to get a nice price on him in the Derby.
Yeah, I'm right with you. He could just win this on just being the best, but it's nowhere close to their main objective. So he could be vulnerable, like Honor AP was, I thought, last week in the race at Del Mar that he – lost 1,000 words, but Art Collector really impressed me with that Bluegrass win. And I think he has maybe the best or second best buyer speed figure of the Derby prep. So I think he's going to be a big player when we get to the first Saturday in September. Best of luck if you're playing Ellis on Sunday, Saratoga Saturday, or somewhere else, Del Mar, et cetera, this weekend. And PGA Championship going on, a lot of baseball, NBA. So lots of things to watch. Make sure you've got the Keeneland Select account fully loaded up and ready to play for the weekend. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach. This is the In the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.